Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Byram needs a contract. He's got two more years till he's an unrestricted free agent, so Buffalo doesn't have to do anything here with two more years of team control. And whenever a team trades for a player like Buffalo did a couple of years ago, you know they see value in him and they like him. So you always have to keep that as part of your overall thinking. But there is no doubt that his name is out there. There's just been an agent change. So that always leads to conversation about what does this mean. But there's no doubt his name is out there. There is no doubt they are gauging market value on him. And we'll see where this takes us. But there is definitely noise around the Byram name and the Buffalo Sabres.
Elliot Friedman on Bo Byram and noise around the Sabres defenseman's name. Meanwhile, as we bring in Paul Hamilton here, Paul, I don't know if you knew this or not. It's not exactly the kind of thing people know. Happy birthday, the Sabres. Today is the day the franchise was launched. May 22nd is the... I looked it up because I thought, oh, May 22nd. That sounds like a famous Sabres playoff game in history. You know, the Fog game was yesterday. And I'm like, all right, May 22nd, Sabres history. Turns out it's the Sabres birthday. Happy birthday, Sabres.
Now, that's also, what, Howard Simon's 50th birthday?
Yeah, I believe so. 60th, Paul.
60th?
Yeah, yeah.
That day?
Yeah. Long time ago. he was considering retirement when they launched, and he just, you know, stuck through it for a while. Happy birthday, Sabres. All right, Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. We'll chat some Sabres here, the Bo Byram stuff there, and an update on Rochester. They lost last night. Paul, the thing about, you know, I know sometimes rumors and insiders and all this. The one thing about Byram and these sort of conversations, it seems to be a pretty consistent message throughout. And I've seen some reporting again that it's about the role that he wants. And he views himself as a kind of a top guy. And here, there's a tough road to be a top guy. So to me, it kind of all lines up. Do they want to pay him? Does he want a different kind of circumstance? Do you buy all this, that they would be shopping him, that they would be considering a move to move things around on the hockey team with Byram being the target to go out?
Well, you know, Kevin Adams, also, if a player says he doesn't want to be here, he's not going to be here. And, you know, one thing Elliot said, which is true, I mean, they were talking, well, he cleaned out his house. Well, you can clean out your house all you want. You're stuck here for two more years if that's what the Sabres want. Now, Adams has been very consistent with this, that he does not want anybody here who does not want to be here. So that, and if he went in there and told him that he doesn't want to be here, and that would be the reason, you know, that he wants a bigger role, a role he knows he's not going to get when Darlene is here, and you know, you can add Power to that list also. I mean, most nights he was better than Power, but more towards the end of the year he wasn't. So he had an up and down year, and basically when he was with Rasmus Dahlin, he played very, very well. When he wasn't, it was average at best. And now you can re-sign him and pair him with Rasmus Dahlin, and it works very, very well for you, but you're kind of pigeonholed then. I mean, it's like, well, what happens when you don't want him with Rasmus Dahlin, or you want somebody else with him, or you don't want Rasmus Dahlin playing the right side, or you don't want him playing the right side? It works well when they're together. One of them plays the right side, usually Dahlin, and they don't have a problem with it. They play very well. So if you went out and got player A to play with Owen Power, all right, that's fine. Then Byram can play with Dahlin. But also, do you want to sign a guy for anywhere from $6 to $8 million per season and have him pigeonholed that, well, he's got to play with Dahlin or he's not any good? Or thinking, well, he'll improve, you know, type of a thing with other players. So, you know, if he went in there and told them that he does not want to be a Buffalo Sabre, then they will try to accommodate him.
Paul, what kind of value could Byram get? Is he about the same as he was when the Sabres traded Mittelstadt? I mean, I feel like it's not that long. Could I say, all right, the Sabres traded a Mittelstadt for Byram. Could they get a Mittelstadt caliber player? However you think that might be, that's a guy that needs a change of scenery. We know he had his time here. They went to Colorado. He was traded again. But to me, that's a guy on your roster that if you trade for him, he's in your lineup. The idea would be you could trade Byram possibly for a player that would immediately be in your lineup.
Definitely. I don't think he's any worse than he was when they traded for him. And he played some good hockey here at times. And that's what he did at Colorado. I remember when Colorado won the Cup. That's when I found, oh, who's this guy? Look at him. I thought he was one of their better, other than McCarr, I thought he was one of their better guys. I thought he played very, very well through that playoff run for them. And I seen him play very, very well for the Sabres at times too, as usually with Dahlin. But so he was inconsistent here. He was inconsistent there. That's why they were looking to trade him, because of the inconsistency, and they felt they needed another centerman to and they thought they had gotten it in Casey Mittelstadt. And when he first got to Colorado, it looked like he was going to rip it up for them, and then all of a sudden he didn't. I mean, both players, if you look at it, I think played the way they did with their old teams, very inconsistently. And Colorado with Mittelstadt, I don't even think they gave him a year. He was gone before I think a year was up, or it just was a year, this isn't working out. So that's the thing, is they don't have to trade him now if there's not a good deal on the table. They've got 2 years to do it. I mean, now if he doesn't want to be here anymore, he's not going to sign a 6-year or 8-year deal or anything like that. He's going to do what Sam Reinhart said, right? Sam Reinhart says, I've got one more year here. If you want me to play one more year here, I'll play one more year, and then I'm gone. You know, and the Sabres wound up trading him before that year started, so they only had a year to do it with him, where with Byram, they've got 2 years. So, yeah, you know, they could keep him here for another year, or maybe they might want to see how it goes for another year.
One thing we talked about yesterday, Paul, with Byram was he never ever really plays power play. And I don't know if you feel like he's someone that could do that.
Yes.
Because, you know,
maybe that's what he wants. Does he want, yes, is that part
that's
of the
part
bigger
of it.
Role?
And it's kind that of is part of it.
Right.
That is part of it.
It's kind of amazing how many power play points he has in his career. It's 10. 10 points on the, in like 270 games. So you'd think the skill set is there. What I'm getting at, Paul, is, I mean, I'm not sure the Sabres are of a mind to just do something just for trade value, but if they gave him an opportunity, if they knew they were going to trade him, and you say, like you said, they've got 2 years to do this, they could say, you know what, let's give him some power play time, see if we can boost his point totals, and if he gets his point totals up, maybe we get more in a trade.
And the thing is, Owen Power was no great shakes on the power play anyway. So I wondered a lot. We actually I remember chatting about this with you guys. It's like, well, why not give him a chance out there? It's not like I understand that maybe you feel that Power being the number one overall pick should be a good power play guy, but he really hasn't been so far. And, you know, why not give him a chance? The only time he would get a chance is when Dahlin or Power were out of the lineup. And then he'd get an opportunity. Well, same thing in I'm not surprised at all about his power play points, because what happened in Colorado? There's a guy named Makar over there, and he's not gonna be running the power play there either. He wants to be someplace where he can, and I think he's very capable of doing it. And I just never understood, when things were going so poorly, why not give him the opportunity? Why do we have to sit there and pound your head against the wall, and it's got to be Owen Power? It's got to be Owen Power. It's got to be Owen Power. Why?
But Paul, let's take it from the Sabres side of things. How much of an appetite would there be from them without him saying, hey, I want to be moved, to say, you know what, maybe we need to remake this and we have to pay him at some point here. He is an RFA this year. Or how does it go with him with restricted free agency? He is arbitration eligible.
I would still, you're looking at a deal, I think, you know, it's going to be around between $6 and $8 million. You know, whether he signs a 1-year deal, a 2-year deal, an 8-year deal, which doesn't, obviously that's not happening. I think that's what you're looking at right now. So they could, you know, now he could just sign his qualifying offer if he wanted to. And now you can give him a 2-year qualifying offer. It's a 1 or 2 year type of a situation. But you that's the thing. The Sabres, again, they would like to get this over. If he has gone in there and said, I don't want to be here, they would like to get it over with, but they're not going to get it over with just to do it, you know. And it's not like, you know, he was moping around or anything like that. You go in the locker room and he's kidding around with the guys, and he fits right in with them, and would usually have a smile on his face, you know, after practice. And it wasn't one of those things, I got to get out of here type of a thing. And, you know, Dylan Cousins being traded away doesn't help either. They were best friends, have been since, like, 7 years old. Now he's also been best friends with Krebs for many, many years. So he likes the guys around here. I think it's not that he hates the city or he hates his teammates. I think he hates his role. And he just wants to be somewhere where he is going to have a more expanded role.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline chatting with us about the Sabres and Amerks in a moment. Paul, the senior advisor, Kevin Adams, roll any, I don't know, any tumbleweeds rolling by about that? You still think that's something that they will look to do?
Yeah, especially if, you know, they want to be sure, and who knows, you know, how many people they're talking to for that role. It's... You know, are they waiting for Rochester to be done in Karmanos? You know, where, well, is this a guy that basically would replace him? You know, are they looking to move him out? But they're waiting for the Amerks to be done. And that maybe they have a guy in mind. If that's what they're doing, maybe they have a guy in mind and they're not going to announce it until, you know, the Amerks are out. And then one would be out and one would be in. That type of a situation. So, I don't think it's a big cause for alarm that it hasn't been announced or they don't have a guy yet. They tend to be very, you know, let's be sure, let's do our due diligence and that those types of things. I mean, we haven't heard anything about the coaching staff either. Does that mean they're not doing anything with the coaching staff? Does that mean they haven't found who they're looking for? Does that mean they're waiting for Michael Pekka to make a decision? At least no decision has been announced.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Make a decision. What decision is there to make?
Or let the New York Rangers make a decision.
Oh, okay.
Somebody make
okay.
a decision.
I just want to make sure we're clear. Like, is there something on the table that we're unaware of here for him?
No, not a decision here.
But oh, okay.
What are the Rangers doing with him?
Right.
You know, he did not get fired. So, you know, are they keeping him? Are they not? What's the situation there? If they aren't, would he be interested in coming back here under another head coach? A guy he's played for, yeah. And he likes doing that. I mean, that's one of the reasons he went to New York,
yeah.
Because he got to coach with a guy that he played for.
Paul, I bring it up a lot. You know, I talk about like Ryan Miller and Thomas Vanacore and the Sharks front office and Pekka. It's just something that is done in the NHL where your alumni kind of become your board of directors or your front office. And I do feel like if Pekka were brought back, that would be a move that the Sabres would get a lot of credit for, locally at least. And again, like he's working for the Rangers, so accomplished enough. I'd be all about that move and bringing, you know, another set of eyes, a guy that cares. I mean, I think honestly, Paul, Sabres fans would be encouraged by the idea that people that have been part of the organization in the past are still here and still want it to be great and want to work at it. So, I mean, I'd be on board with the Pekka idea.
Yeah, I would also. And if it doesn't work out for Lindy Ruff, you know, that maybe he'd be a guy that he's not going to take a head coaching job till he feels he's ready. And I've always gotten the impression he hasn't felt he was ready yet. I don't know if he's gotten any offers, you know, but I just felt he's always been that way. And, you know, a guy like Ryan Miller eventually, he said it on our air, he said it in an interview I've done with him, that he eventually would like to build a hockey team,
yeah.
Being a general manager. But
I'm ready to give him the keys, Paul. I keep saying it. Like, I feel like there'd be another one. If they hired him in the same kind of role, again, you see this in the NHL where he's the GM in waiting. The Blues did this with Alex Steen, maybe. I just did the Briere was this in Philadelphia too, brought on,
yes,
before. And then, I mean, I would sign up for it.
The thing is with Ryan Miller and what he said to me when we talked about it is he's got to be ready to leave California, and he's not yet.
Yeah.
You know, he's because, you know, he's not going to be sitting in California, even if he took on a Eric Staal type role. He's going to be there. You know, he's going to, you know, put everything he has into it and be there. So he has to be of the mindset that he's ready to move also, which he wasn't ready to do when we had the conversation, which is why he would be doing something with the Sharks, you know, and the opportunity came with Mike Greer, and that's why he would be doing that. Now, Thomas Vanek is a different story, you know, being a Minnesota guy. You know, what does he want to do? Does he want to still coach his kids, which I think he's still doing, if I'm not mistaken. He's talked about it when he's on with Peters and Reve, you know, coaching his kids and having a great time doing that. That's the same thing with Ryan Miller. He's enjoying being with his kids. And you know, but when the time comes that he's going to be all in, he wants to be all in. And that just at that time when I had a chance to chat with him, he just wasn't there yet.
Paul Hamilton, his appearance brought to you by Ralax Honda. Ralax, we got this. All right, Paul, on to the Amerks, who lost to Laval last night. And from what I see in the numbers, and you can speak to this a little bit more, mm-hmm. Levi's just not had a great series.
No, he hasn't. He did so well against Syracuse. And you look at it, Mike Leone was on with Duffer and Marty yesterday, and he talks about shot volume, and I've heard him talk about it before, and Rochester usually does it for him. They get shot volume for him because he feels they have the type of team that causes chaos with that shot volume. Well, they certainly got it last night with 33 shots, and Primo made 32. I put up in the article a couple of saves that he had in that game, and Laval had five shots in the third period and scored three times. The one that he would want back is, you know, Rusick scored at 2:46 and tied the game. It was only a 1-0 game going into the third period. And now it's tied, and it only took Laval a little over 2 minutes to tie it, and it was a goal that definitely Levi would want back. Xhaka came in down the right side. He's on the backhand. It was a beautiful backhand shot up under the bar, but you got to have a save there. I mean, you just have to have a save so for your team to keep the game at 1-1. And so far, you'd played pretty well, but you hadn't been too busy. Laval had seven shots in the first period, eight in the second. And as I said, they got five in the third and scored three times. So The other goals were just basically a turnover that turned into a goal. It was actually two turnovers that turned into a goal. Some battles that weren't won behind the net. So as you watch the goals that Laval scored, they weren't the typical type of goals that Rochester normally gives up. Three out of the four would be goals that, you know, you usually don't see guys standing around the net by themselves. Like Tuck, 15 seconds into the game, he's right there. Nobody's with him. He tips in Reinbacher's shot. So those aren't the type of that's not the type of defense that Rochester normally plays. And they only gave up 20 shots, so it wasn't like they were horrendous defensively, but they were horrendous on the goals that where they just guys weren't being covered.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. So next up for the Amherst is tomorrow night, facing elimination against Laval. They have to win two road games in a row because the series goes 2-3.
Right. Yeah. And that was Laval's choice.
Right.
That being the higher seed, they had the chance to, you know, go that way or
2-2-1 is the other way, right?
Yeah. Right. So they chose to, all right, we'll go to Rochester, let's at least get a split, and then we get to go home for three, and we're the best team in the league, even though Rochester is a good road team. And Rochester is a team that gets off the mat, too. They've already done it in this series. You know, they lost game one 5-4 and played very well in game two. They won 5-3. It could have been a lot more. They could have won this game. You know, when it was 1-0 for 40 minutes, Primo stood on his head. Primo gave up four goals in the first game. He's won two games in this series. He didn't get the loss. He didn't play in that game. But, you know, so they know they can score on him, but they certainly didn't in this game. He, of course, was the number one star. And so he's had one game and one really good game. And look at Levi. Levi had a good game in game two. He gave up three, but he played really, really well. And I wouldn't blame him for any of the three goals. You know, he also gave up five in game one, and now he's given up four in game three. So, you know, you look at his numbers in this series alone, it's 4.07 and an 836 save percentage in three games, and that's not going to cut it.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, thank you, and
yes.
Happy birthday to the Sabres.
Yes.
What did you get them? Did you get them anything?
I don't know. What does Sabretooth need?
What does Sabretooth need? I don't know.
Does a Sabretooth need a toothbrush?
A new T-shirt gun.
There you go.
A more powerful T-shirt gun. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul Hamilton. The Amherst play Laval tomorrow, and if they don't win, their season ends. Jeremy and Joe, Sal is in for Joe. When we return, Sal's going to give us the inside.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Behind the scenes, director's cut story about filming. You auditioned, you got a role. We're excited to hear all about it. We're gonna hear your line, dramatic readings of your lines.
I could share a little bit. There's not much.
All right.
But I did get a speaking part in the Hallmark movie.
Let's go.
And yesterday was I was in two scenes.
All right.
One was speaking, one was not. A couple of lines.
We got to talk about who you met. Were you even with Tony Danza?
An experience.
We'll get the full story when we return here on WGR. Time to talk a little Hollywood. So, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out this week on vacation. Sal's here. Is there an IMDb page yet?
I've already had one, actually.
You did? Perfect. Yes. So this will be another credit?
Once it happens, I don't know how it works, like when, let me look. Yeah, so there was a movie that I was in called Unbelievable.
Okay.
That my voice was in, that was filmed locally. It's about the Bills. Actually, they had the, up in, not at North Park, I'm sorry, I can't think, the up in Tonawanda.
Riviera,
thank you. We had the Riviera. And I went to that, and that's my voice, and I'm like a Bills announcer in the background. That's on there. There was a TV pilot called 4-0. Remember this? We talked about it years ago. It's a mafia, old school versus new school mafia in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And the director's name is Nick Denman, and he wrote a book. He wrote a series of books called 4-0. He's from Buffalo. And they were looking, it was in 2020. I'd read about it in 2019. They were filming this. They want to make it into a TV show to go to Netflix or Amazon. Came up to Buffalo to do it. And I'd heard about it, talked to some people, and they're like, hey, like, we know who you are. We'd really love to have you as part of the show. And I was a character called the cleaner in that, where I literally cleaned, like, the dead bodies after there was a mob hit.
Nice.
We filmed it. It was amazing. James Duvall was in it, Michael Madsen, and Daniel Baldwin.
Okay.
I mean, it's really cool. We shot the pilot, but then the pandemic hit. So nothing ever happened of that. Plus, for some reason, Up and Adams with Kay Adams is on IMDb, and I'm listed because I'm on her show sometimes.
All right. So the newest.
So there you go. So there's my IMDb page.
And soon it'll be Holiday Touchdown. Is that what it's called this time? Or
yeah.
Is it like the Holiday
Bills Love Story? Yeah. Holiday Touchdown.
So,
Hallmark.
So you filmed yesterday.
Yeah. So, you know, they were looking for people, and there was actually a few roles that everybody had an opportunity to apply for, and I'd worked with some of the people who are part of this movie in the past in some capacity. So I applied for a certain role, actually like an announcer role. And I sent my reel in, and all of a sudden I get an email like, hey, we're going to hire you. But come to find out, they didn't hire me for that role. They hired me for a different role. And I didn't know this until I like went through, I kept looking at the role and looking at like my lines, and I'm like, wait a minute, like, I think they're messing this up. And I contacted someone and said, oh, no, you didn't get that role you applied for. We gave you this other role. I'm like, okay, I don't know if this is better or worse. It turned out that it was really cool because the role I play is a member of the Bills front office named Mike, and I'm on part of like the stadium piece and all that because this show, this movie, yes, it's a holiday love story. It's a lot about the new stadium too. Hmm. In fact, the lead character, okay, played by, and what's his name again? Matt. I got to get his full name. His name is Gabe in the movie. Let me look again. I don't want to get his name wrong. Actors. It's Matt. Starts with a D. And do you have it there?
I'm looking for it. Matthew Daddario.
Matthew Daddario. Yes. Thank you. His character is basically based on John Polka, who we have on the radio a lot.
Okay.
Like, that's his character. It's based on that. And building the stadium. So my scene, I'm in two scenes. I knew I had a speaking role. They said, hey, you got to come to the stadium on May 21st. They gave me a time. This is why I was off yesterday. This is why I was off work yesterday, right? Thankfully, the people at Odyssey were very gracious.
You were working understood. Another job. Yeah. It's all right. You're always hustling.
So I went to the stadium, and I got there. And they had trailers set up, like you see on a movie set. And they had the name, Mike, the nameplate. And I had my little dressing room in the trailer.
Wow.
And they had...
Did you get a picture of that?
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah, I took some pictures. And I brought my own clothes, but they also had clothes for me to wear. And they said, we'll figure it out, like, what's best for this scene. Then from there, they said, we're going to take you down to makeup. Came out of the trailer, went down to another trailer. I walk in, and I got someone putting makeup on me. And they have somebody doing hair, and I'm making hair jokes. So how's my hair look? And they have all that going on. And, you know, they're doing some trimming. They're doing some cutting. They're doing around the nose and the ears and the goatee and all that, making everything look good. And then they said, okay, wait here, and we'll take you in. Waited. We get a van. All these people. I'm in the van with the lead character, Gabe, which is named Matt. Was his real name. And we go into the stadium, and where the Bills, where the tunnel is, right above that you see offices, right? Like where the Wall of Fame is.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of this was being shot, my scenes. So this is where we went. I go up there, and you walk in, and now I'm in like, oh my God, it's controlled chaos. And there's just people everywhere. There's cameras everywhere. There's somebody micing you up. There's somebody talking to you about where you got to be. There's another scene being shot. Everybody's got to be quiet. Quiet on set, all that kind of thing. They film their scene, then they go, okay, ready for the next scene. I walk in this big room. I'm in a boardroom. And my character has to sit at a table. And we are looking at the main character, Gabe, who basically the scene is, he says, okay, just before we end this meeting, I want to say thank you to everybody. It's a great monologue about the stadium coming together and how it's built for Buffalo, and you guys have done a great job, and your staff, and we're all watching them, and we're making facial expressions, and we go, yeah. And he says, built for Buffalo by Buffalo. And the director's like, when he says that, everybody give like a really cool, like positive response. And we're like, oh yeah, cool. That's awesome, man. Like, that's kind of like what you do at a meeting.
Yeah.
At an office meeting, right? So we do that. We get through that. We filmed that scene. They filmed that scene probably a good 10 times. And the reason was he had a big monologue. So a few times he trips up and he wants to start over. And then once you get it right, or you think you do, hey, do it again.
Yeah.
And you do it again. Once you get it, oh yeah, that's the winner. Okay, let's do it again from the other angle because we need different camera shots here because certain things we can't show while we're doing this. And then they have those cameras that are moving and they're closing in on them and they're telling you like, hey, as the camera passes you, make sure you don't look at it. You're looking at him and you're getting directed through all of this stuff, right? So that was the scene. That scene ends. Then they said, okay, go back to the dressing room. You're going to change into something else for your next scene because your next scene takes place on a different day, basically. You're not wearing the same clothes.
Right.
So I did that. Now I come back. I do the same thing. I come back in. Now I go into the same room, and now I have to literally, you're going to laugh. It literally says in the script, I'm with the main character, Gabe. It's me and him only walking, talking. I'm literally having dialogue with the main character. And it says, in a West Wing style walk on the script. In a West Wing style walk because...
It's like a presidential garden walk with the camera's in front of you. Are you walking towards it?
I am, yes. But the reason why is because it's basically, the director said... What's going to happen is you're going to walk and talk, but people are coming up and talking as you're walking because they want, hey, they got to tell you something. So it's a brisk walk where something's happening, but you have to concentrate on what you're talking about.
Right.
Right? If that makes sense.
Like you're a chief of staff and you're talking to the president and you get a couple things along the way.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay.
So I actually open the scene with my line. And my line is, we got a lot of positive feedback in the public forum. basically about the stadium, right?
All right.
And then we keep walking, and he's like, oh, yeah, this is great. And we keep walking again. And then he gets stopped by an employee. Hey, Gabe. And I got to keep walking as he kind of stops, and I'm waiting for him. And then he comes back in, and another employee comes in and says, hey, we got to get these talking points over. And then I interrupt, kind of sort of interrupt, like in a rush, but wait till she finishes. And I say, I can write that up for you. Meaning, like, I'll do your job. And he looks at me and he says, no, no, no. Listen, you have your daughter's Christmas pageant tonight. You need to get home with your family. And then we both leave the scene. And that's it. And that's my part in the movie. And I did it. And it was great. And they filmed it from that angle. I don't think they filmed that one from the back angle. But we did, once we got past the couple people he talked to, they filmed it with just us three doing it so they could move cameras around and close in on me, close in on him, and do it from different angles. It was a really cool experience. I really enjoyed it. I loved it. Everybody was great to me. And, you know, Deion Dawkins was supposed to film his scene yesterday, but he had something going on. He had the award. I'm sure that was part of it.
Yep.
And somebody was literally FaceTiming Deion right after our scene. And he was like, hey, I can't be there at this time. They were working out when he could show up. That was happening. When I left, I know a little bit later, Sean McDermott filmed his scene. He's in the movie. I know the day before, Deion was there before that, the day before, along with Damar Hamlin, along with Dwayne Carter. And they were all telling me stories about how these guys were getting their makeup on or whatever. And it was great. And they were having fun with them. A lot of the production crew is from like Connecticut or New York City. And then some people are local, obviously. And they knew, like when I sat down, there were people working on the set who are in movie production. They're not just local people. Mm-hmm. They do this for a living. And they're like, hey, I live here in Buffalo. And I listen to WGR, and I'm a Bills fan, or things like that.
Very cool. Tony Danza on set? Isn't Joey Pants in this thing as well? Joe Pantoliano, did I see that?
He is. I did not see him. Right. I did see the character in Sopranos, Bobby Bacala.
Okay.
Bobby Bacalari. Steve Shripa. And he was talking with one of the main directors. And I just walked up, stood there for a second, and when he looked over at me, I said, hi, my name is Sal Capaccio. I just want to say I was a big, big Sopranos fan. It's great to meet you. He says, hi, Sal, how are you? I shake his hand, and I was on my way.
Nice.
So I got to meet him.
What was the line again?
Which one?
I can write that up. Which one did you?
I can write that up for you.
Which one did you deliver better? Which was your favorite?
Ooh. You know what? I think the first line I delivered better because I didn't know how they really wanted me to say. Do I kind of interrupt her at the end because we're in a rush? Do I wait for it to complete?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I can write that up for you because I know he's in a rush. The first one was something I had to think a little bit more because saying the words, saying we got a lot of positive feedback in the public forum. That's just a bit of a word salad.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I had to make sure I said that. And I talk fast naturally, which was funny when I met the main character, Matt. I walked up to him, I said who I was, we talked, and I said, Matt, you do this for a living. I don't. I talk on the radio, I'm on TV, but I don't read scripts. I'm not an actor, so please give me any direction you want. Tell me when I suck, tell me when I need to do something different. And he goes, you're doing it right now, you're great. This is exactly how you need to talk. You talk a little faster.
Yeah.
This scene is about you and I talking and getting things done.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah, very cool. We're getting a lot of positive We're getting a lot of positive feedback in the public forum.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We got a lot of really positive feedback in the public forum. I mean, yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, the other one might be better. I can write that up for you.
And then I even said at one point, do you think I should change it to, we got a lot of positive feedback online. And he's like, you can talk, like some. He said some directors will love that.
Yeah.
Some directors would be like, don't ever suggest anything again. I'm not saying this director was. I never broached it because I didn't want to be that guy. I'm like, I'm new here, right? He did say, and it's right, he goes, yeah, a lot of people, we had a really good time talking. He said, a lot of people, this is the lead character, Matt, he said, people want to be on a movie set and think it's really cool. And it is. But it's a 12-hour boring day a lot of times. Like, we're doing this how many times?
Yeah.
Right? And it's true. And the funny thing is there's Bill's employees in the background of this scene. And every time we walked down this hall, they had to redo their background. Like, what they were doing. Just kind of tossing a football or, you know what I mean? Just kind of, like, walking around. Somebody with a coffee cup walking from one office to another. They had to keep doing that as well.
Yeah.
Everything had to be on point.
A lot of walking back and forth with a coffee cup.
Yes, I made a reference to one of the Bills employees. You're getting a lot of steps in just going back and forth during this scene here.
Nice. My only experience being an extra in a movie was when they filmed for Bruce Almighty in the arena, and they never used any of the scenes. I don't think they used any of the scenes actually in the arena. It's so random a memory that whenever we bring it up, I have to ask people. Someone else was there, right? When we chanted things and we were supposed to do stuff in the arena, and they didn't use, I don't think they used any of it. 803-0550. All right. Sal, holiday touchdown.
It was really awesome. And I think it's cool that the Bills are being highlighted in all these different respects. Someone asked me yesterday, do you love it or hate it? And I said, listen, I'm 52. Like a lot of you, we all went through the drought years, right? Even before that, I remember back-to-back 2-14 seasons. And then you had the Super Bowl years. Enjoy this, man. Your team is being highlighted in a lot of different ways. Yeah, it might suck for distraction and all those things that come along with the Hard Knocks. But when you're talking about primetime football, Hard Knocks, the Hallmark movie, like these are, the reason is because you're good and you have stars on your team and people want to see you. And I think that's cool.
Yeah, super fun to be in the league.
Yeah,
like the Bills,
that's right.
We spent a lot of time, the Bills were in the league, but it didn't feel like they were in the league. And now they're like a main character. It's just great. Speaking of which, at top of the hour, let's get into Deion Dawkins and what he has just accomplished. I've got some good stuff on Dawkins from former Bills offensive lineman Jerry Ostrowski. He had just like a rave about Dawkins and how good he is and how much he appreciates him that I think you won't want to miss. And a comparison to an all-time great athlete, not just a Buffalo athlete, a comparison to an all-time great that he liked. We'll get to that coming up in the 8 o'clock segment. Jeremy and Joe, Sal's in for Joe today here on WGR.
The stat of the day.
All right, very, 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 very fast stat of the day I want to give you, because we had one on the Knicks and the Pacers. The Pacers, the first team in 971 games to rally from down 14 with less than 3 minutes to play in a playoff game. Here's one on the Oilers and the Stars. Stuart Skinner in net for the Oilers this postseason. You ready for this, Sal? His save percentage has either been 834 and below or 1,000. It's either a shutout or 834 and below. He has not been in between in the playoffs. You're either getting a shutout or 834, sub 834 save percentage from Stuart Skinner in the playoffs. Game one to the Stars. Okay.
We need to talk about Deion.
Yes.
You know what else I want to tell you? Say, we need to. I found a quote from a former Bills player that is very similar to quotes you hear from former Sabres players.
Okay.
Which is kind of making me roll my eyes, though, in this situation.
Interesting. All right. I've got Jerry Ostrowski. We're going to play that Jerry O on Dawkins. A Deion Dawkins appreciation segment when we get back, among other things. We'll get to that coming up here on WGR.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.